This Psychology Science Minute brought to you by the School of Psychology at Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Bethany Wellman, clinical psychology doctoral student. Altruism is the practice of giving time, skills, or a donation for the well-being of others. Does helping others have any benefit to the altruistic person, or does all benefit go to those receiving help? Researchers surveyed 2,000 Presbyterian church members across the U.S. to identify whether helping behaviors related to the physical and mental well-being. Questionnaires evaluated participants' interest in giving and receiving help, prayer habits, religious coping strategies, and self-reported physical and mental health. Results found no relationship between obtaining health and better physical functioning, as physical well-being was already rated highly. However, helping others and obtaining health were both meaningful predictors of mental health after adjusting for participants' demographics, religious practices, and significant life incidents. Providing help to others was more related to positive mental health than was obtaining help. However, when participants felt overwhelmed by the demands from others, there was a negative impact on mental health. Overall, giving help to those in need benefited participants more than other coping strategies, such as religious activities and stress management. Yet, with better mental health, we are more likely to help others. In any case, everyone feels better when we help each other. That's your Florida Tech Psychology Science Minute. I'm Bethany Wellman. We hope we got you thinking.